Butters fell silent while he worked and didn't speak again until after he'd finished sewing the wound closed and covered the site in bandages. Then he turned his attention to the smaller injuries, closing most of them with bandages, suturing a particularly ugly one. He also applied a topical antibiotic to the burn and carefully covered it in a layer of gauze. "Okay," Butters said. "I sterilized everything as best I could, but it wouldn't shock me to see an infection anyway. He starts running a fever, or if there's too much swelling, you've got to get him to one of two places, the hospital or the morgue." "Got it," I said quietly. "We should get him onto a bed, get him warm."
"Okay."
We lifted Morgan by the simple expedient of picking up the entire area rug he was lying on and settled him down on the only bed in the place, the little twin in my closet-sized bedroom. We covered him up. "He really ought to have a saline IV going," Butters said. "For that matter, a unit of blood couldn't hurt either. And he needs antibiotics, man, but I can't write prescriptions."
"I'll handle it," I said.
Butters grimaced at me, his dark eyes concerned. He started to speak and then stopped several times.
"Harry," he said finally, "you're on the White Council, aren't you?"
"Yeah."
"And you are a warden, aren't you?"
"Yep." Butters shook his head.
"So your own people are after this guy. I can't imagine they'll be very happy with you if they find him here."
I shrugged.
"They're always upset about something."
"I'm serious. This is nothing but trouble for you. So why help him?"
I was quiet for a moment, looking down at Morgan's slack, pale, unconscious face.
"Because Morgan wouldn't break the laws of magic," I said quietly. "Not even if it cost him his life."
"You sound pretty sure about that." I nodded.
"I am. I'm helping him because I know what it feels like to have the wardens on your ass for something you haven't done."
I rose and looked away from the unconscious man on my bed.
"I know it better than anyone alive."
Butters shook his head.
"You are a rare kind of crazy, man."
"Thanks." He started cleaning up everything he'd set out during the improvised surgery.
"So, how are the headaches?"
"They'd been a problem the past several months. Increasingly painful migraines."
"Fine," I told him.
"Yeah, right," Butters said. "I really wish you'd try the MRI again."
"Technology and wizards don't coexist well, and magnetic resonance imagers are right up there. One baptism in fire-extinguishing foam per year is my limit," I said.
"It could be something serious," Butters said. "Anything happens in your head or neck, you don't take chances. There's way too much going on there."
"They're lightening up," I lied.
"Hogwash," Butters said, giving me a gimlet stare. "You've got a headache now, don't you?"
I looked from Butters to Morgan's recumbent form.
"Yeah," I said. "I sure as hell got one now."